The four Gospels relate to us what Jesus said when he was on the cross in extreme suffering and agony. Only Matthew 27:46, and Mark 15:34, have Jesus saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" According to both of these Gospels, it is the only utterance he made from the cross except for a loud cry at his supposed death. Although the Gospels of Luke and John don't mention the above saying at all, they do recount that Christ had some conversations with other people. In Luke, we have Jesus speaking to his Father in heaven twice. Luke 23:34 has Christ saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And Luke 23:46 has Jesus saying, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Luke 23:43 also has Jesus replying to one of the thieves who asks Jesus to remember him. "Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise." The Gospel of John also has Christ saying several things on the cross. In John 19:28, we have Christ saying in his agony, "I thirst," and someone gave him wine in a sponge and fulfilled another prophecy. We also read in John 19:30 that Jesus says, "It is consummated, finished," before he loses consciousness and supposedly dies. The Gospel of John also relates an interesting intercourse between Jesus and his mother Mary and an unknown disciple while he is on the cross. In John 19:25-27, we read, "Now there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold thy son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold thy mother.' And from that hour the disciple took her into his home." Now, most biblical scholars believe that this unknown disciple was John the Beloved, but I contend that the disciple that Christ was referring to was Mary Magdalene. To me, it is the only thing that makes any sense. First of all, the Bible relates in all four Gospels that the disciples ran away and went into hiding. Secondly, John specifically relates that only three people were there, and if there was a fourth, the supposed disciple, why not name him along with Mary, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene? Thirdly, Gnostics have always believed that Mary Magdalene was his first and most beloved disciple, the disciple standing by, whom he loved. According to John, he speaks to his mother and then he speaks to Mary Magdalene, his beloved disciple, and tells her, "Behold thy mother." Mary, being married to Jesus, was a daughter-in-law to Mary, and, as I've already related, had been considered a daughter by Mary since Magdalene was a child. It makes perfect sense that he would tell Magdalene to behold her mother. And it also makes perfect sense that Magdalene would care for Mary after Christ's supposed death. It is so logically obvious that this is the correct interpretation, but biblical scholars would then have to admit that Mary Magdalene was closer to Christ than most think, and was even married to him. This would be my interpretation if I was strictly adhering to the Bible as a source. But thank God I have a spirit guide who has the knowledge of the other side to draw upon.